Hey, Murray.
Mitch, very good morning to you, mate.
Wrapping up the biggest stories in news and sport in the week. Prince, of course, overnight.
This morning,
some
yeah.
Terrible news.
I'm a big fan of Prince. I thought he was extraordinarily creative, and he certainly sort of pushed boundaries. When he came out in 1978, late 70s, you weren't even born, but
no.
He was 18 years old and came out and just went kaboom. His first album, For You, I just went back to double-check this, and it's right. He did everything on that album. He did. This is the album was released in 1978. The
yep.
album was called For You. All the vocals, overdubs, main vocals, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, an oar bass, a bass synth, a singing bass, a fuzz bass, Fender Rhodes electric piano, an acoustic piano, mini Moog, poly Moog, a string ensemble. You've got clavinet drums, syndrums, water drums, slapsticks, bongos, congas, finger cymbals, wind chimes, orchestral bells, woodblocks, a brush trap, whatever the hell that is, a tree bell. And he's also contributed hand claps and finger snaps. This was a guy who was 18.
Wow.
What were we doing at 18?
Not much.
And so he's gone on, he's released, he's sold more than 100 million records around the world, 7 Grammys, and he's part of the signature of late 20th century music, no doubt about it. 1999, I mean, what's one of the great lines of music? I'm going to party like it's 1999, but just
yeah.
a great line.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger's come out and said he was a man of limitless talent. Madonna says he was a total visionary. Aretha Franklin's paid tribute. Barack Obama says Prince was stronger, bolder, more creative than just about anybody. Oprah says that she's crying along with the Doves. I mean, it's a big day in music because he had a hell of an influence. He toured Australia many times.
Yeah, yeah. And only a couple months ago, I think, most recently.
Yeah, so. and a fortnight, I'm sorry, last week, a fortnight ago, he was too sick to, he had the flu or something. So he had to cancel a couple of shows down in Georgia in the Fox Theater in Atlanta.
Mm.
And he went back to the Fox Theater last week, a week ago, did two shows. The fans say he appeared fine. He was flying in his own jet back to Minneapolis. And he became ill and they had to land the plane. He was taken to hospital, checked out. They said, you're fine. He went home. Found dead overnight, 57 years old, way too young for such a tremendous talent.
Yeah, and still at the top of his game from all
yeah,
the
for sure.
sort of
from,
footage.
Yeah, I just heard a wee bit from some fans who saw him a week ago, just astonishing performance. I mean, just gave 101% every time and very, very creative.
Yeah, a very, very sad story. But another big news story of the week, Murray Olds, the 60 Minutes crew.
Yeah.
Been everywhere this week and it developed during the week as well. They were released yesterday, the day before yesterday, from their
yep.
prison in Lebanon.
Did Nine pay $1 million to the father of the two children at the centre of the subduction? Nine refusing to comment.
Mm.
You've got Adam Whittington is the Australian guy from the Gold Coast who is still locked up. Just heard his mother has just no doubt gone on Channel 7. Channel 7's sought her out this morning.
Yeah.
And she says Channel 9's behaved in a disgusting fashion because Channel 9 apparently secured the release of Tara Brown and her crew and Sally Faulkner, the mother at the centre of all of this, but of course left behind the two operatives and the two local guys. So four guys are still in jail amongst them, this Australian, and his mother, Adam Whittington's mother, Georgina, has told Seven there hasn't been a skerrick of information from the embassy. It hasn't been any help at all from Channel 9. They're just disgusting creatures, she says, and my son's been left to rot. And I tell you what, he could be in for a long, long time in jail. They're talking up to 20 years.
Wow.
For this. And, you know, she's telling Channel 7 this morning, my son's been all around the world doing this. Oh, really? How common is it? Apparently it's very, very common.
Yeah, and it pays big dollars.
Pays big bucks.
As we've kind of learned. And the allegations are that Channel 9 paid the smuggling operation for this whole thing to go
yeah,
down.
Yeah, so. and Channel 9 hasn't commented, but the I mean, you know, one of the allegations is Channel 9 paid the money to Sally Faulkner, the mother, who then paid the recovery agents, aka kidnappers.
Yeah.
So 9 can say, we didn't pay the kidnappers. Let's just see the way they treat it on Sunday night. They're going to have, you know, our brave Tara going tick, 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 tick on Channel 9. There'd be a big audience. You can just bet your bottom dollar they're going to milk this for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, the story's bigger, well, a hell of a lot bigger than it was with helping a brave Australian mother snatch her children back.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There's going to be a bigger yarn.
Mm. Well, there you go. So there's a couple of biggest stories in news for the week. Sport this week.
Okay, NRL. NRL being accused of double standards. There's a Penrith prop who's been suspended for a week. He's a Kiwi international, just forget his name now, for touching the ref in one game. A game before, Jonathan Thurston touched the ref, not a charge.
Mm.
So is the one rule for a, you know, a journeyman front rower, and quite a different rule for a superstar
face of the game.
The game, indeed, Jonathan Thurston. And, you know, obviously you don't want players touching refs, but is it that bad if he's making it? The Penrith player said, "Man, I talked with my hands. I bumped him. I wasn't hitting him."
Yeah. You weren't making contact.
You go to Italy, please. You get your glasses knocked off your face every 5 minutes. They speak with their hands. So you know, you know what I'm saying. So I think that's this criticism of the bunker. The bunker's a joke.
It's what, cost them $2 million, and they're still making mistakes.
What a clown of an outfit.
Yeah.
Just what are they doing? What are they doing?
I think mistakes happen. That's just a part of sport.
It's part of sport.
You know, everyone.
Let's go to the bunker. Let's not.
Everyone that goes against you want to go for you the next week. That's just the magic of refereeing and sport in general, I think.
So look, NRL's got problems. So too every bookmaker in the UK. I just saw a new figure this morning. It's an $18 million payout for the bookies if Leicester wins the Premier League.
Wow.
At the beginning of the season, Leicester was 5,000 to 1 to finish on top. 5,000 to 1 By Christmas, they were leading at Christmas. Remember?
Yep.
It was still 1,000 to 1.
Yep.
At Christmas,
yeah,
they thought the wheels would come off. Now they're in front, four games to go. So as you know, that's 12 points at stake,
mm-hmm.
and they lead by 5 points from Tottenham. They've only lost 3 times all year, Leicester, which is an amazing record, and. This morning, Arsenal, by the way, beat West Brom 2-0 at home, which jumps them up over Man City into third.
Yeah.
And that means it's going to be a bit more difficult for Manchester United to make the Champions League next year. And the other sports news around that I find particularly interesting is the pink ball debate. I mean, yes. India has agreed now to play New Zealand in a pink ball test later this year.
Okay.
And yet India always, you know, we'll do it our way.
Yep.
Because that's the super power of the game. And the South Africans still whinging and bleating. Just suck it up. What's the matter with them? God, they're pussies. I mean, really, they're rugby players, tough as teak, but they're poor wee cricketers.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
just
agree.
Suck it up. I mean, it was a huge success last summer.
Yep.
Our players won't have had a chance to play with it. They've been offered a trial game against a Sheffield Shield side.
You gotta go with the times. You've got to go with the other times.
I know.
And just quickly, one last sports story before we go.
Sure.
Your best mate, golf.
Yeah.
Was it
Adam
the guy?
Scott.
Adam Scott.
Jason Day.
Not playing for the Olympics.
No, that's right. He got a double slap from Dawn Fraser, our brave Dawn, who, of course, fantastic Olympian herself, multiple gold medalist. Adam Scott said, "Guess what? I'm going to be too busy, so please don't consider me."
Yeah.
And, well, you know. He makes $2 million. He made $4 million in 2 weeks this year.
Even golf is an Olympic sport. Come on.
Oh, no, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It shouldn't be there. Nor, in my view, should tennis.
Ooh.
They've got 4 Grand Slams every year.
Yeah.
What does an Olympic medal mean? And they whinge all the time, the IOC, about, there's just far too many athletes. So cut some sports, you knuckleheads. You know, the only reason beach volleyball's there, because it looks great on telly. For all these old doddering droolers all around the world who watch these chicks with nothing on. The bloke in Sydney, the bloke in charge of beach volleyball, when Sydney hosted the games, instructed athletes to wear bikini bottoms 2 sizes too small for them.
Oh, yuck.
I mean, give me a break.
All right, there you go.
So no tennis, no golf. Rugby I quite like.
Yeah, of course, of course. Thank you very much, Mario.
Enjoy the weekend, mate.